Every job brings with it responsibilities, and when the job is in what's called a service industry, those responsibilities can easily impact the day and lives of others besides the holder of that job. This is especially true regarding bartenders and servers. One misjudgment or mistake when serving alcohol, that can create a long list of consequences legally, as well as with a person's health and even their life. My first guest this week is with us to detail a program by the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, which brings a greater knowledge and awareness to professional bartenders and servers. Here with the details, it's called their TIPS Training, is the Director of Prevention Services, Tina Howie. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Chris.
And it's centerforprevention.org to learn more about this and the many other programs, services in Sussex County. And I always like to urge, too, if you're listening elsewhere out of the county and you're a county organization or a civil group of some kind, and you're looking for ideas and things to do to make a positive difference, the work at the Center for Prevention and Counseling give you a lot of good ideas and great catalysts to expand with some of their work into your neck of the woods, too. But first things first, it's the free TIPS Responsible Beverage Server Training. It's happening on Tuesday, April 14th, 9:30 in the a.m. until 2:30 in the p.m. at the Dennis Library on Main Street in Newton. So tell us, Tina, what is the goal of this program?
Well, the TIPS training is a responsible beverage server training, and it's designed to prevent intoxication, underage drinking, and drunk driving. And the training is appropriate for anyone who serves alcohol or works in an establishment that serves alcohol, so that would include your waitress, your hostess, your managers.
And certainly, and you know, we are a suing society, not to discount the risk of life that over-serving someone puts in, but the bartenders, the establishments, if they over-serve someone and something tragic happens after they leave an establishment, they're opening themselves up to a lot of legal issues.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that the TIPS program talks about. There are many different benefits with the TIPS program, and one of them is legal protection. There's something called reasonable efforts in keeping an incident report log, and when you take the TIPS training, you'll learn more about this. Documentation is so important for establishments to do, because if there is an incident and they are sued, they can prove that they made reasonable efforts to prevent that situation from occurring.
And certain, having not been a bartender, but okay, I've sat at a few bars in my days, I'll confess to that. Visually, it's not always easy to tell when someone has had too much.
No, but with the training, the servers learn about behavioral cues, intoxication rate factors, so they will learn what to look for. And just the having people skills and talking with the people that they're serving alcohol to will help identify those that may be having a problem, maybe overserved.
And certainly, too, one of the other things that we see way too often in the police blotters and the newspapers, and no matter where you are, this is something that's way too rampant, is the attempt to obtain alcohol with a false ID by a minor.
Yes. And with this training, again, there's a whole section on identifying fake IDs. We also provide, as a courtesy of the program, we provide a 2015 ID checking guide. And we also provide a stylus pen where establishments can use it to go over the driver's license to see if it is fake. And that's an added benefit, especially to this training. We are offering one per establishment. And, Chris, I do want to mention that it is a free training, but it is Alcohol Awareness Month, and we have partnered with Action Alliance to offer this. So they're actually covering the cost of the training and all the materials.
That's a great team effort. I want to add one more addendum to this. This is free training that's for the servers, bartenders at Newton establishments.
Newton, Andover, and Green.
But this is an idea, too, that the Center for Prevention does periodically all throughout the year in all parts of the county. So when you go to centerforprevention.org, you can get a calendar of upcoming events. And when you see this program available, that's going to be something free for you and where your establishment is located. That'll be the time for you to jump on in. We're talking with Tina Howie from Center for Prevention and Counseling about their free TIPS Responsible Beverage Server Training happening on Tuesday, April 14th from 9:30 in the a.m. until 2:30 in the p.m. at the Dennis Library That's on Main Street, Newton. Registration is required. Space is obviously limited, so you can call 973-383-4787 to sign up. 973-383-4787. This is free training offered to establishments in Newton as well as Andover and Green in Sussex County, New Jersey. You can find out more as well for the various programs of the Center for Prevention and Counseling at centerforprevention.org. When attendees go into the TIPS program, what's the before attendee? How much does the after attendee contrast with the before training attendee? You know, how much do you see them realize, wow, I just never had a clue about that?
You know what? They learn different techniques to intervene if a problem arises in their establishment. And we teach different interventions, but they also learn from each other. We have some seasoned servers that come to the training because they're coming for the insurance benefits. If you have a certain amount of servers trained, certified, then the establishments get a discount. So we have seasoned servers and new servers, and they learn from each other. They learn different techniques. There's a whole role-playing component to it where they learn ways to intervene if somebody is overserved or if somebody is having a problem with their alcohol intake.
One of the aspects, too, of the program, because human nature being what it is, you're in a position of being the professional and being the first line of defense in many cases like this, but you also are, many people I can imagine would be reluctant because I don't want this to be a conflict. I don't want this to be butting heads or something hostile happening. You teach how to keep things on a low-key intervention to make sure nothing bad happens with someone who's had too much to drink.
Yeah, yes. We try to intervene early. That's what we teach. So somebody doesn't have to be escorted out, and then you'd have to call for a cab, or the police would be involved, because you need to do that to protect your establishment. Because if somebody does leave and they're intoxicated and they get into an accident, there's all kinds of procedures that take place, and one of those things that take place is identifying where their last drink occurred, and then it falls back onto the establishment and to the person that had served that beverage that evening. So it opens up a whole legal issue for that establishment.
Because what the police will do is they'll calculate, okay, sir, how long were you there? How many drinks did you have? And they can ascertain by what point in time that person was legally intoxicated, and that's when the hammer falls down on the establishment, never mind just what's going to happen to the guy or the girl getting into their vehicle after they get tossed and driving while intoxicated. So really, for the benefits are numerous regarding this training program, the TIPS Responsible Beverage Server Training. And what it does, too, is it makes you just a part of the front line of defense so that the roads overall are safer. Because even though this is for a program for Sussex County, people do travel, people do drive. Someone at an establishment in Sussex County might have to get back home into Warren or Morris County, right, or over the bridge into Monroe or Pike County. That's a lot of road and a lot of risk that can happen. So the stronger the defense, the less the risk on the roads. And that's one of the end results of the TIPS Responsible Beverage Server Training Program. Next one is going to be on Tuesday, April 14th from 9:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon at the Dennis Library. That's on Main Street in Newton. This is free training. That's offered to establishments in Newton, Andover, and Green. If you want to find out more about additional upcoming programs for TIPS and other programs that the Center for Prevention offers, it's centerforprevention.org. But to sign up for the TIPS program coming up on April 14th, and you do have to register, space is limited, call the Center for Prevention and Counseling at 973-383-4787. Again, 973-383-4787. And from the Center for Prevention and Counseling, we've been joined this morning by Tina Howie. Tina, thanks so much for helping us understand the importance of our roles that we play in the jobs that we do, especially with the bartenders and the servers. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.